You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this story about parents being all worried that their kids aren't reaching. What is it? They don't reach a certain milestone.
Made me laugh. We're going to be talking to parents right now and first-time parents. And, you know, I'm in the boat there with you. And just recently, we had to take one of our kids down for the wellness visit, they call it, you know, so it's like once a year you take them down and they measure them, they weigh them, they look in their nose.
And they put you in the percentiles, right?
They put you in the percentiles, and it freaks us out every time we get, because they give you a little pamphlet back where they fill it all in, and you look at it and you're like, uh-oh, so-and-so's head is in the 50th percentile, it should be in the 70th. Or the other way around, you go, oh my gosh, his head is in the 90th percentile when it should be in the 20th, you know? And this story this morning is talking about how just shy of 60% of parents often worry that their babies aren't hitting developmental milestones. And if you follow any new parents on social media, you're surprised that this number isn't 100%, because that's the first thing that parents do is they run onto their social and they're like, oh my gosh, little Bobby isn't tall enough, or little Susie isn't weighing enough. Should I be concerned?
I know one of the funniest moments on this show is when it's funny now because it's hindsight. It's looking back. This was 20 years ago or so. With a coworker who had a baby and brought in the baby. And we had some fun with the fact that the baby's head was quite large.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I think I said, your kid looks like a Pez dispenser. You know, it's just kids grow into their bodies and their heads.
It's just good baby making fun.
It was good baby fun. There was nothing wrong with the baby. You know, I've seen pictures of the baby since then. The baby is now an adult and is totally fine. You know, there's nothing. But, you know, you have some fun with it. Like, man, what's going on with that head?
Right. Because, no. You know, every one of these goofy little kids is developing a little quicker in one area, a little, you know, slower in another area. And, you know, by the time they're 18, they've kind of grown into everything.
And the bodies catch up.
The body and its areas catch up. Yeah. So I always freak out when we get that little sheet, because I'm usually pretty chill about it. I'm like, oh, they're fine. They look normal. They're functioning. They're happy. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. And Nick Nack's always like, oh, my gosh, their fingers are too long, you know. Like, relax. They'll grow into their fingers. Everything's going to be fine.
Put them in piano lessons if their fingers
they're
are too long.
They're exquisite nose pickers, okay? Everything is great. So anyway, this kind of led to a Facebook post and a conversation off the air yesterday about what is a rite of passage that all new parents have to go through. I mean, you're a new parent. You got these kids. You're worried about them all the time. Things are happening. I mean, I've got my stories of, you know, the rite of passage of calling poison control for the first time. I feel like every parent has to go through that at least once. We had the case where my son threw up in Nick Nack's mouth because he fell down and hit his head. He got a concussion when he was young, and he was sick, and he threw up in Nicole's mouth. And I hear so many stories about how kids do that to their mom and dads. You get their puke in their mouth. It's got to happen at least once. So the list coming in this morning is crazy long with this rite of passage. Do you want to take calls with this as well? I mean, we could do calls and comments.
Hey,
all
listen,
day long.
We will always do calls on this show. Always.
I mean, I know, you know, the parents like talking, so.
Well, everyone who's a parent can relate with all of these. I wonder if one of those that's on the list is the rite of passage of getting that first call from daycare or preschool.
Ooh, yeah.
When your kid has done something. because the stories we had with Dominic growing up and getting that first call from daycare, and it ends up generally being something that you really laugh about later. For us, it was something that Dominic said to another kid, and it was, I can't go into details, but I will say he was, I think, 3 years old and maybe four. And he had no idea what he was saying. He had just heard something. And so you have to stay very serious looking, you know, to the, you know, the preschool people. But then as soon as you get out in the car, you just bust out laughing.
Right.
Like, my God, I can't believe he said that.
I've heard this story off the air and I know what he said. And it was pretty good.
You know what he said. And in a way, I was kind of proud of him. So that's another one of those landmark moments, getting the first call. If you want to have some fun with your boys this morning, the whole idea is, how do you want to word this? What are the landmark moments
Yeah, that like most of them coming in right now, we're getting bombarded on Facebook, is like new parents, brand new parents. So you've got younger, like babies. I'll give you one to kind of start it off because there's so many of these coming in. We can kind of put the kibosh on it. Jay Bates wrote in, parents rite of passage, the first time you get the baby's first blowout diaper, the one that goes all the way up their back and into their hair. That is a rite of passage. And yeah, I remember getting that first one like, oh my God, what did we create and why is it doing this?
Some creature out of a horror
And how many times do I have to wash my hands to get the stink off? You know, that's a rite of passage.
Amber says, I was worried that my daughter wasn't walking as soon as she should. I consulted all the books and websites. That sounds like a parent, yeah. Right? And even talked to the doctor who told me that all kids pick these things up at different times. About a week later, I was in the kitchen while my daughter was in the living room. I looked up. She came motoring through the kitchen. Hey. I don't mean walking. She was like running. Amber says, I learned, don't worry, they're fine.
Yep, that's right.
That
They'll
is
pick
a
it up.
Great story is that kid actually ran before she walked.
She was ready. Get me
when
moving.
She was ready, she, you know, I keep thinking about like you talking about with Reed and learning to ride a bike that you were like so frustrated that he's not picking this up. And then he was out with a bunch of his buddies who all jumped on their bikes. And so he jumped on his
he
and
grabbed a spare bike out of their garage and he just took off riding around. And we were all like, what the hell? We've been trying for months to get him to ride a bike.
I guess it'll happen when it happens. Right.
Absolutely.
Let's grab a call real quickly and then we'll read some more of these that are coming
in a bunch
online. Here's Bettina on the phone. Bettina, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
We're great. You got a rite of passage for us?
I do. So my daughter in kindergarten, I had the school secretary give me a call. And, of course, you know, you see it on the caller ID. The first thing I asked is everything okay? She said, yeah, everything's fine. I just wanted to let you know what your daughter was up to today at lunch. I said, oh, my gosh. So she goes to a parochial school, and she's on top of the picnic table during recess with, like, her little group of people in front of her, her classmates, telling them how she's a vampire and we're a vampire family and we drink blood in the morning.
All right.
And so, so I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, we don't do that. And she's like, oh, that's okay. One of the teachers have said that maybe it's just red wine. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, we don't do that either. So, yes, it was very.
Mommy doesn't drink wine in the morning. No.
No. So I'm just imagining her being Jesus and her little disciples, you know.
Them, so. That's good. Yes. That's real good.
She's turning Capri Suns into wine.
Yes.
Bettina, thanks for making us laugh. Have
That's
a fun
great.
Day, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
See you later.
We appreciate it. What are some of these
I
that you're getting
I pulled a bunch from
in?
Facebook. Raya says, write a passage. Going to the store and not taking the diaper bag because it'll be just a quick trip. Only to have your baby have one of those blowouts at the store and you have nothing to change them with, so you abandon your cart and run out.
So true.
Yep, that's right.
You know, grocery store, too, there could be a rite of passage. The first time your kid throws a fit in a
All
grocery
the
store.
Fits, yeah. How
the, embarrassing. The tantrum in a grocery store, the first time they do that.
Yes. Of course, Paula, on this one, getting peed on for sure. If you have a boy, you pull that diaper off and the little water wiggle starts up.
For yes, real.
Yep. Jillian says catching vomit in your hands. Yes. Your kid's starting to get sick. You're like, no. And you catch it. You make the little bowl with your hands and away they go. Been there. Danica says a rite of passage, melting all the bottles in your dishwasher because you put them on the bottom rack. There goes hundreds of dollars. Mackenzie says, when you catch yourself crying at their first shots, more than they are crying. And then the last two that I pulled, this is really, these two are for the ladies. Tiffany says, actually, she says this one's for the ladies. When you're out in public and your baby spits up on you and it goes all the way down into your bra.
Right.
And then Jennifer, this one's very specific. She says, when you look down at your shirt while you're walking around Target and you realize breast milk has seeped through your shirt and you have two giant wet circles on your light blue t-shirt.
Oh, man.